Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast, episode number 9. In Writers Paradise podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast, and I think you're really going to enjoy today because I'm talking about one of my all-time favorite book series, not just kids' book series, but it's still one of my favorite book series. In fact, I still love rereading it. And that is the Shredder Man series by Wendell and Van Dranen. Now, I just love Shredder Man. These books are probably for like second to sixth grade boys. And they're some of the most inspiring books I've ever read. After reading in Shredder Man how this kid created a website and everything that happened with it, that's when I first started creating websites. And now, look at me, like, it's like, what, like 8 years later or something from when I first read Shredder Man? And still, I'm still creating websites and still love doing it, so. So all of you who like readersandwritersparadise.com can thank Shredder Man for that. So, so I first heard about the Shredder Man series in third grade from my librarian. And so I decided to start reading it. It sounded pretty cool. And I did. And that day in class, the teacher told us all that it was time to start cleaning up. But I was reading the book. I didn't even hear her. I was so into the book, I didn't even hear what she said until later. I realized, like, everyone was already out the door. And I'm like, what? I was, like, so shocked because I had completely lost any connection with what was going on around me. All that I was focused on was reading Shredder Man. And I don't think I've ever had that same experience with any other book, any book before or after. So that is pretty powerful. So let me tell you about what Shredder Man is. So Shredder Man is, well, so this kid named Nolan Bird, he gets bullied all the time in school. He's, like, super smart in fourth grade, but he's a nerd. And, no one really likes him. He eats alone at lunch every day. People call him really mean names, and that's pretty much the way it goes. But the worst bully in the school is a kid named Bubba Bixby. And Bubba just torments everyone. The school isn't really a safe place, even with Bubba around. And Nolan is given a project by his cool teacher, Mr. Green, that he should do some, like, investigative reporting or something. And his dad happens to be a reporter, so he has some pretty cool access with that. He could even, like, get an interview with the mayor or something. But instead, he decides to create the website Shredderman.com and expose Bubba. Now, obviously, he can't say that he did it, which is why he assumes the identity of Shredderman. And he doesn't know how to create a website, but that's okay. He stays up pretty much all night, several nights, working on the website. He gets his mom's credit card number by asking her, saying he really needs it for something, and she trusts him and gives it to him, and he sets up the website and posts the truth about Bubba. He takes secret videos and completely exposes him, and then he lets the word out about it. Now, how's that? He goes into recess. Well, no. So he creates some paper slips with different terms on them, with all with links to Shredderman.com. And so then he goes onto the top of the school, and then sends them all down. So during recess, everyone comes out and sees them and checks out the website. And before long, his website's really popular. And Mr. Green does find out that it's him who's Shredder Man. But Mr. Green actually has to be his sidekick. And that's how the Bouncer is born. And ShredderMan.com even ends up getting Bubba suspended for several days and makes the school a lot better place. And in the other books, it goes on to have more wide-reaching effects. In Attack of the Tagger, sorry, my voice isn't that great, but I'll just continue. In Attack of the Tagger, book two, there's this guy who's going around and tagging stuff, but it gets really personal when he tags Mr. Green's truck. I think he calls it the Hippie Mobile or something like that. Anyways, it means a lot to him. And now, it'll never be the same. And so, Nolan uses both his dad's connections and his own smarts to figure out who it is that's doing this crime, and then he exposes that person, and it's a hilarious book. Like, he's skips school and rides in the back of like a truck or something and gets put in with like with dog stuff and gets all dirty, and it's just like, it's just hilarious, and it's also really powerful because the person's exposed, and still no one knows it's him. But in the third book, he decides to reveal to his parents that he's Shredder Man, and they agree to be fine with it, and there's this big scandal because there's this guy named the Mole who's causing tons of problems when Nolan's favorite, the actor for Nolan's favorite TV show is in town, and he's just causing all kinds of problems at the shots, and so Nolan's not going to let that happen, and he completely exposes him on his website and lets justice be done. So now Shredder Man's gone from a school thing to a local thing, and now it's becoming more and more credible. But the biggest thing happens in the last and fourth book. Unfortunately, the last book, I really wish there were more, but there aren't. And in the fourth book, Nolan discovers some confidential secret documents being transferred in exchange for money, and he realizes that shouldn't be going on, and he gets into this huge mess, and his parents end up getting arrested. People think they're traitors, or that Shredder Man's actually like a criminal, and all this crazy stuff. And it's really just really inspiring how this kid, who is similar to a lot of kids, who isn't very popular at school and no one really pays attention to, how he creates this really powerful website and does a lot of good and inspires other people to create their own websites, and it inspired me to create my own. And I must have read these books dozens and dozens of times. Like, I always had them checked out from the library. Even though I have my own copies, I would always check them out from the library and read them all the time. I didn't want to be without them at all. And yeah, I must have read each book like dozens of times, like literally. And as I said, recently I read them again, and I like them just as much as I did originally. They're just like, they're just awesome. They're just perfect. And I've heard some people say it's not very moral, which is true that Nolan did some stuff that isn't the best, but overall I think it's a very powerful message. Obviously, kids aren't going to go around and start creating websites like Shredderman, at least not in the sense of like getting involved in traitors and national secrets, but I think it does have a lot to do with like friendship and personal power, and there's just something about the books that is just really positive. So I think it gives a really good message, and kids just love it. Like, reluctant readers love this series. Kids who love reading love this series. Like, pretty much any kid loves this series. So even above, yeah, for second to probably like fifth, sixth grade, it probably is the age range, second, third slash fifth, sixth. I would say, yeah, for that age range, I don't think there's any book that I would recommend more than the Shredderman series. And that's saying a lot because there's some really good books out there. But yeah, these books are just amazing. So thank everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. And yeah, definitely check out the Shredderman books, and also check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com, and I'll see you later.